Today's Shi'as Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Beis. We will begin Beizer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis at the bottom of Yomid at the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues speaking about the Halacha of Einoah. But if in our previous year, the focus when we spoke about Einoah was on when you're buying merchandise, and the question is at what point is there Einoah? What is the Halacha? At how much of Einoah that there was? Today's shiur focuses primarily on money. In those days, and it's important to establish this as we begin today's shiur, the way money was evaluated wasn't a dollar bill is worth 100 pennies, but rather they had coins, and the coins had value, as we're going to discuss momentarily. And those coins, if they got rubbed out or got worn out, were not as valuable, because the value of the coin was very much dependent on how the coin was. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Kamatei Chesera, how much if a coin is rubbed out, there will not be Hilchas Einoah. Remei Omer, Abi Isaris, Mitoich, Abi Isaris, Isladina. And here we need to establish what was the currency that they had in those times. So there was the seller, and the seller is equal to 2 shekel. A shekel is equal to 2 dinars. A dinar is equal to 6 maor. A maor is equal to 2 punyans, and a punyan is equal to 2 issers. So a seller contains 4 dinar, and a dinar contains 24 isser. So when we speak about 4 issers per seller, it's saying the same as 1 isser per dinar. That is a 24th. So according to Rameya, a coin that has lost 1/24th of its metal content is no longer valid for circulation. It's considered that it's not the coin that it's supposed to be. Rehuda's opinion is, Abba Pinyonis, 4 pinyonis per seller, punyon odelna, which is equal to a punyon per dinner. As again, there are 48 pinyonis in a seller, 12 pinyonis in a dinner. Thus, 4 pinyonis per seller is the same as 1 pinyon per dinner, which is a 12th. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the shear is not a 24th, but rather it's a 12th. Shimon Eimer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shmoina pinyonis, 8 pinyonis per seller, which equals 2 pinyonis per dinner, and because there are 48 pinyonis in a seller, 12 in a dinner. So according to Shimon, the amount is 1/6, which very much what we learned in our previous shiur, the shiur of Einoah that we learned by merchandise in the previous shiur was a sixth. Rav Shimon says that by coins, it's consistent, that's the same number. Continues the Mishnah, Admasai Mutar Lahachzir. So if I went to the store or whatever, and I received the coin, and then I discover that the coin that I received is not a good coin. So Admasai Mutar Lahachzir, as we spoke in the previous shiur, the Mishnah gave a shiur to when I could claim Pijonim. I could claim Einoah. So here too, we want to know, till when can Einoah be claimed? Ad Masai Mutar Lahachzir, till when can Einoah be given back? Bekrochim, in the big cities, Ad Shiur L'Shulchani, they had money changers. I guess it's their equivalent of a bank. So in the big cities, until you have the opportunity to take it to the bank, to the Shulchani, and they should check the status of this coin. Bekfarim, in the villages where there was no shulchani, till Arvi Shabbosis, because that's when people would buy Most of the shopping was done on Erev Shabbos. And if when you went to buy something, you gave this coin, and the person whom you gave the coin to was willing to accept this coin, that's a proof that the coin is a good coin. If, however, if they're not going to take the coin, then you'll know that the coin is not a good coin. Hoya Makira, but let's say I know that I got this coin from this individual. And now I discover after many, many months that the coin that I received is not a good coin. Hoya Makira, Afilachem Shneim Asukhaydish, even after 12 months, and as the Mefarshim point out, what is special about 12 months? So the Pasha Pshat is that after 12 months, going back to a concept that we discussed so many times in our Masechta, there's typically going to be Yiyush. A person who was left with this coin after 12 months is typically going to say to himself, I'm stuck with this coin. But if he's able to go back after 12 months to the person and tell the person, I got this coin from you, it's not a good coin, it's the right thing, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, Midas Chassidus, for the person whom I got this coin from to take it back. But if the person refuses after so many months to take it back, all I have is the right to complain, but I don't have a right to make an issue at it. There's an interesting discussion that the Chashukei Chemin has here. Apparently, in Eretz Yisrael, they used to devalue the money on a fairly frequent basis. And the discussion the Chashukei Chemin has is, if I went to have money changed, and it would have been to my advantage to wait till after the devaluation of the money, the money changer is aware that this is about to happen, but he doesn't tell me, and he gives me the exchange rate before the devaluation. Is that considered oino or not? And the crux of his question is that the money changer is aware of what's about to happen, but it's not been made officially public yet. And the question is the fact that I know something is about to happen, but it has not been made officially public, how does the halacha look at such a situation? And the Chashukei Chemin, Rav Zilberstein Shlita, opinion is that the way to look at such a situation is that his opinion is that it should be viewed, if it's not been made public, it hasn't happened. And the fact that the money changer has inside information that this is about to happen doesn't affect the halacha, and it would not be a situation. He says it would not be considered a situation of aino. Says the Mishnah further, we know that the halacha is that in the first and the second and in the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we give Maisa Sheni. The halacha of Maisa Sheni is that the 10% that are given as Maisa Sheni, that fruit should be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. However, if one doesn't want to take that fruit to Yerushalayim, they didn't live in a world of cars and trucks, and bringing that fruit to Yerushalayim may be complicated. The Torah gives us the option of redeeming that fruit. The halacha, of course, differentiates if the owner of the fruit is redeeming it, that then the halacha is he has to, if he's the one that's redeeming the fruit, he has to add a fifth. If somebody else is redeeming the fruit, they have to give the value. And here again, the Mishnah focuses on the money that's used to redeem the Maisa Sheni. Says the Gemara, Nosna Maisa Sheni, even though the halacha is you could only use coins to redeem Maisa Sheni, the halacha is that you could give this coin that is not considered a good coin because it's been rubbed out, Veina Choshish. And the Mar, of course, will explain this. She'ena ela nefesh rob. And everything that the Gemara said will be explained. Everything that we just said is explained, is going to be explained in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara. What does this mean? Begins the Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah, Kamu hustei sel chasera v'lehei bayana. The Mishnah wants to know, how much could the coin be missing and still not be subject to Hilchos Hanoam? And the Mishnah gave various shurim based on the Machloikus Tanoim. So what our Mishnah seems to be teaching us is that even if a coin is missing this much, it won't be subject to Hanoam. Only if it's missing more than what has been spoken about in the Mishnah will there be Hilchos Hanoam. For many, but ask the Gemara, the Brisa says, Ad kamtei chasel chasei revieh beino. So it seems that when it's missing this amount, it's already subject to Aino. Answers the Gemara Amar Papa, Loi Kasha. There's no real contradiction between the Mishnah and the Brisa, points out Rapapa. It's just how something to be viewed. Tana didon, the Tana of our Mishnah, Kechosha Rimata Lamala. He explains how much the coin is missing until it says that it's missing. It keeps on discussing how much it's missing until if it's missing more, then it's going to be a no. Tana Baruch Chosh Mamala Mamata. He's going from that the coin was already missing. And then it says if it was missing a lot, then obviously it's subject to a no. How much can the coin continue to be missing, that it still be Aino? And the Tana keeps on going down, until it hits that amount, and then it's not subject to Amana. Ask the Gemara. In our Mishnah, as we started this year, there's a Machloikis, how much is the Aino by different coins? But ask the Gemara, Mishnah Basel the Pligi, why do we find a Machloikis by coins? Or Maishna Batalis in the previous shir, when we spoke about garments, the Loi Pligi, everybody agreed that the shir of a Noah is a sixth. Amar Rava, so Rava says, Man Tana, who is the Tana by Talis that says the shir is a sixth? Man Tana Talis, Rav Shimonhi. So in other words, he's saying that both Mishnayis, the previous Mishnah actually represents the opinion of Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon is consistent. Over there, he held it to six by a talus, and here too, he holds it to six. Abai Omer, talus at shtus. When it comes to a talus, up to a sixth, machal inish. A person is going to say, even though I got cheated, I'm going not to make a big deal out of it. Why? Dami inchi people say, asik ashik legabach. Buy a talus to wear, even if it's more than expensive. Or as we're learning now, maybe you buy it for more than it's really worth. V'shav l'kreisech, when it comes to food, buy only what its value. Don't spend more for food than it's worth. Sell it when it comes to coin, kivin d'lo sagale, if you can't use coins because the coins are rubbed out and they won't be accepted in circulation, there lo machal, and therefore there the shear is a smaller shear. So the Miri explains, a person, the clothing makes the man. So since a person is defined and identified by the clothing he wears, and he always wants to have nice clothing, and therefore he's willing to overpay for the clothing till a sixth. But as we just learned, with coins, that's the way to understand the Gemara, coins are primarily used to buy food. In those days, clothing were not bought that often. Clothing were bought once a year. So people are more particular that the coins that they use for their food should be exact. Tosfos in the Ramban says that along this line, that if by food people are careful to pay the exact price and they don't want to overpay, so then why is the shear of a Noah by clothing a sixth? In our previous Mishnah, when we spoke about a Noah, we spoke about a sixth. The way we're learning now, that halacha should be the same by food. He said, so Tosfos answers, that even though, as we're learning, the number six is really only relevant by clothing, Chazal did not want to make a difference between different types of merchandise. And the way the Ramban explains that by talesim, by garments, perhaps based on what we just said, it was the most common to make mistakes. So when they wanted to establish the number by material, the number that they by number of Einah, they did it by talesim, where it's most common that there's going to be Einah. By food, it's not that likely that there's going to be Einah altogether. And since there's not going to be Einah anyway, we use the talis as the model. So the question is, if now the Gemara explained how we look at garments, how we look at garments, how we look at food, and how we look at clothing. So the question is, what is the machloikas in our Mishnah? As we learned the Mishnah, there's a real disparity amongst the Tanoim. What is the shear? A 24th, a 12th, or a 6th? What is the basis? So the approach that most Mefarshim take is that everybody agrees that money, like Rav Shimon, that even money until it's a sixth is usable. The point, however, is that it's yoytzei deitchak. In those days, given as we started our shiur today, when you received a coin, when you went somewhere and you received a coin, they would look at the coin. And since they would look at the coin, they would, if it wasn't a good coin, they would be reluctant to receive it. Of course, it depends who and it depends where. But till a sixth, it was able to be in circulation. And that's why Rav Shimon says, since such a coin can be used, albeit not easily, that's enough that it shouldn't be subject to Anah. Rameir Yehuda says that no, since it's going to be complicated for me to be able to use those coins, there's a shir Anah even about that coin. So here we learned that people are more concerned about the clothing that they wear versus the food. I do ever have to say that the Medrash says that a person should wear clothing that represent less than who the person is. So the question, of course, is sheyilbash bepachas meiroiloi, because the Medrash explains that if you're going to wear fancy clothing and the clothing really represent more than who you really are, you could end up that people will be jealous of you. And here, our Gemara speaks about the need to wear nice clothing. So the Sefer Yifei Torah says that there is really no contradiction between the Medrash and our Gemara. The Medrash is talking about what type of clothing should you wear. And the Medrash is saying, don't wear clothing that will draw attention to you. Our Gemara is not talking about clothing what type of clothing you should wear. Our Gemara is agreeing not to wear clothing that will draw attention to you. Our Gemara is speaking about how much you spend on clothing. And what the Mishnah is saying, and what the Gemara is saying is, when it comes to spend money on clothing, there a person should be ready to spend, even if it will cost more than he would like. Yaakov Avinu says, V'nosni lech lechol ubegad lilbash. And Rashi says, why did Yaakov Avinu say these words? Because Yaakov Avinu had a guarantee from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. But we ask the Sifsei Chachamim, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu that he's going to give him lechem lechol. But where do we find that he told him he's going to get beggar's lilbash? So the Sifsei Chachamim answers based on our Gemara. Because our Gemara just said that it's more important to be focused on the clothing than on the food. So Yaakov Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you guaranteed me that I'm going to have food, certainly you guaranteed me that I'm going to have clothing, because as we're learning, clothing are more important than the food. And that's why Yaakov Avinu was able to say, V'nosni lechem lechol u'beged lilbash. Gufa says the Gemara, Ad kamtei chesela chesera, this is the price that we quoted a few moments ago. Ad kamtei chesela chesera, how much could the seller be missing? Vihei by no, Ramei Omer Abi Soros Isla dinner, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Abi Pidyonis Punyanil dinner, Rabbi Shimon Omer Shmaina Pidyonis Shnei Punyanil dera. Yes, okay, but if the seller is rubbed out more than that, but it hasn't reached the shira no, the halach is machr b'shavya. You could use the coin as it was, as if it was perfectly fine. Continues the brisa, at kama tefachis via rishoy l'kaima. How much does the seller get ruined or less valuable, and you could keep it? The seller, when you have a seller, which as we said at the beginning of the shir, is worth 2 shkolim, you could keep it at shekel. If it's so rubbed out that it went from being worth 2 shkolim to 1 shekel, but people will notice it. And since people will notice it, then you'll know nobody will get cheated. But if it gets rubbed out to the amount that it's less than a seller, people will not notice, less than a shekel, people will not notice. And the way Rashi explains, because the seller was a very wide coin, and the point that we're thinking about when we think about the seller being valuable or not being valuable is not in the width, is really more in the thickness. But since the seller retains the same width no matter what, people will think that it's a good seller when it really isn't. By dinner, how long may you hold on to it? Ad shroiva. And the Gemara will explain soon what that means. Pachs mikan iser osir. And that too will be explained. The Mishnah continues to say, what is the halacha? The Braisa continues to say, what is the halacha when you have this type of a coin? Harez aloyim karenu. You're not allowed to sell this coin. Loy letagert, that to a business person. V'loy l'chorim, not to somebody who steals money from someone else. V'loy l'horig, not to a murderer. V'nei shemaram by mesacherim. By giving these coins to one to these type of people, you're going to end up, they're of course, nothing stops them from using them in circulation. And people are going to end up having this coin that's not good. Ella, yikvena, the only thing you should do with it is make a hole in it, v'yitlena b'btzava b'noi b'tzava b'itoi, or give it to and use it as a necklace, but don't use it as a coin. And when you're using it as a necklace, make it in a way that's going to be obvious that it's not a good coin, because you made a hole right, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, right in the middle, so everybody will see that it's not usable. So Tysus and Ritva say that to a regular person, you can give it. What the Gemara is saying here is that even if it has a hole, don't give it to these people. The Rambam says a Tagor is usually an honest person, and the Rambam's opinion is that Tagor also is an individual that if it has a hole, you could give it to him. Amamar. So the Gemara now analyzes this brisa. We learned the Sela, how much could I keep it? And I could, even though it's not what it's supposed to be, at shekel, or v'dina at roiva. So ask the Gemara, Maishna b'sela, why by Sela do we go at shekel? You could hold on to it, even though it went down from a Sela, which we said is 2 shekelim, to 1 shekel. So it went down 50%. Or Maishna b'dinner, but why by dinner are we only allowed to go down at roiva, 25%? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, my Riva Diktani, when the Brisa used the word Riva, it's not talking about a percentage, 25% versus 50%. What it meant was Riva Shekel. And Riva Shekel is equal to half a dinner. So the number is the same. And what it was meant here was that the way that 50% is expressed, it's expressed by saying a Riva Shekel. Amar Rava, Daikanami. I'll prove to you that that's the proper way of understanding the Katani Roiva, that the Brisa used the word Roiva, didn't say Revia. V'loik tana revia. If the Braisa meant to say 25%, the Braisa would have used the word revia. The fact that the Braisa used the word roiva, shma mino, from here we see that's not talking about a percentage, 50% versus 25%, it's talking about a coin. Ask the Gemara, lam leila misna ladina b'shekel. Why did the Tana, when he spoke about a dinner, explain it with a shekel? It should have spoken about the dinner itself. Just like when we spoke about the seller, we spoke about the seller itself. Answers the Gemara, milsag of orcha kamashmon. The Tana wants to teach us another halacha. Dika dena das m'shekel. That there is a dinner coin that it really emanates from a shekel. That means you could have a shekel that became devalued to half, and now a shekel that's half of what it was is now a dinner. And that dinner you're allowed to hold onto and use it as a dinner. Messiah, says the Gemara, what we just learned is Messiah Rav Ami supports what Rav Ami said. Dom Rav Ami taught us, dinner abom b'shekel, mutal kaimai. If you have a shekel that was, there was a shekel that you had a shekel that got ruined, that now it's only worth a seller dinner, that the halacha is dinner habam b'shekel mutal kaima. Of a dinner habam a seller, if you have a dinner that comes from a seller, that the seller became a dinner, asur l'kaimai. Why? It goes back to something that we explained before. A seller is a very wide coin. And therefore, even if it went down in value, people are not going to realize that it went down in value because you still have that width. But the other coins, you don't have that width. Parchas mikan iser osur. The Braisa said, if the seller went down to a shekel, a dinar ad roiva, and then the Braisa says, parchas mikan iser osur. Ask the Gemara, my comer, what did the Tana mean to say with these words? Amar bayach comer, the Tana means to say with these words, pechsa seller yosu medei no. If the seller went down in value, it became deficient in value more than the amount that we've been speaking about, whatever shear we began the shear with. If it's the amount of an iser, usser. Ask the Gemara, if it's more than the amount that we began the shear with, Amalei Rava, ask Rava Tabaya, why are we saying that it only went down, that has to be then down to that amount? Afilu mashunami, even the smallest amount is a problem. Elam Rava, pichsa sela issa ledinner. What the Tana means to say is like this. If the seller went down, that a seller for every dinner, that means there are four dinner in a seller, and each dinner that went down the value of an iser, usser. The stomach, because it wants to teach us that he's following the shear of Rameya. Tanan Hossam, says the Gemara, which that was the shear that Rameya began the shear with. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah Masech the Kalim, Perik Yud Beis Mishnah Zayin, says that even though a coin is not considered a keli, and a keli is Makabal Tuma, a coin is not Makabal Tuma, says the Mishnah, Selish Nifsala, if a seller became disqualified, V'skinoi Sheishaykabah Mishkolos, so now it's not going to be used anymore for circulation, for money, so it's used as a weight, then the halacha is mekab tameya. It's mekabel tuma because now it's a keli. Says the Mishnah further. Ad kama tepachis. How much could a coin, a seller coin, become deficient? V'irei shoy lekaima, and you could still use it. The seller shnei dinarim, a seller by two dinarim. That since in a seller there's four dinarim, so if it goes down to two, that means half. You could hold on to it. Pachs mikan, if it's less than that, yokits. Because we're concerned that person, as we keep on saying throughout our shir, we're concerned that person is going to use that coin, not recognizing that it got that deficient, and therefore you're not allowed to hold on to it. Yes, okay, my. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha when a seller got deficient, but it's worth more than 50%. We've spoken, what is the halacha when it's 50%? We've spoken what the halacha is when it's more than 50%, and what's the halacha when it's less than 50%. Amar Rav Huna, pachs mikan, when there's less than 2 dinarim worth in a seller, yokuts. People are going to think that it's a full-fledged seller when it isn't really. Yes, al kain, when it's worth more than 2 dinarim, yokuts, it should be thrown away, because we're concerned that people are going to use this as a seller. Ravami's opinion is, pachs mikan, if it's less than 2 dinarim, yokuts, because people are going to think it's a shelker when it isn't. But yes, al kain, when it's more, then you could keep it. Of course, the halacha is you have to use it in the proper fashion, and you're not allowed to cheat anybody and use it as a coin that's not really worth. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Braisa that we learned on Amun Aleph teacher taught us, yes, al kain, machra b'shavya, my lav. What did the Braisa mean with those words? Doesn't the Braisa mean that pachsa yachs mechdei nasoi, if the coin became deficient more than the shear of a gnaw is, still the Tana says that you could use it and you don't have to do anything. Not like Rav Huna, who said that any coin that loses its value more than the shear a gnaw, so if it's 50%, Rav Huna said you could keep it, presumably because you'll be able to tell. But another number you can't keep. Says Mar Lo Yisera Loi. What Tana meant when it said Lo Yisera is that the coin is not Lakati Loi Pichsa B'chdei Anosa. The coin did not get the value less to the shear that was identified. So there, since it didn't get the value to the shear that we've been talking about, so the halacha is you could hold on to it, but the halacha is that you have, the halacha, however, is that you can't sell it. You have to treat it honestly, and you can only use it for its value. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, the Braisa said, Akamet techachis v'shoy l'kaima b'selat shekel. What does it mean? How did that happen? My love, the pachas parta purta. The Gemara says it doesn't usually happen that you start with a seller, and then it goes down 50% of its value. Presumably what happens is it goes slowly. So according to our Tana, according to our understanding, is if it goes down in value, it hasn't hit the shear of a gnaw, so you're supposed to be careful to use it at its true value, but you don't have to get rid of it. But according to what he's learning, that you have to get rid of it. So now the question is, how did you ever get that it should get to 50%? Says Maraloi, what happened here was the Nafalunura, the seller fell into a fire, Vifchis Bechadizimna, and it went down to 50%. That's when you could keep it and use it, because people will realize that this is a 50% seller. But indeed, if it's going to go down slowly, Rav Huna will say that you have to get rid of it. It's very interesting. The Gemara says that if you can't use these coins under certain circumstances, because people are going to get fooled, and you have to be careful that people should not be fooled by what you do. So I saw a very interesting psak based on this. Let's say you have a food that is kosher, but the food that's is kosher, it's only kosher b'di'evit. The halacha may be that such food, you have to notify people that this food is kosher, but it's only kosher b'di'evid. Because we're learning here that you have to be honest with what you're selling, and therefore you would have to notify people. Amamar, the Braisa says that if the coin went down in value more than 50%, you're not allowed to hold on to that coin. What should you do? We said you kvena, make a hole in it, v'yitlena b'tzava b'noi b'tzava b'itoi, and use it for a necklace. For a mini, but ask the Gemara, the Mishnah said, Lo yisena mishko, be mishkin is oisof. You're not allowed, there's another braisa that says that you're not allowed to use it to make a weight. Lo yisena brein grutoisof. You have pieces of silver. Because again, the coins in those days were made out of real metal, real expensive metal. So you're not allowed to throw it amongst your silver scraps. Lo yikveni v'tlenem b'tzav b'noi u'bitoi. that don't throw it there. Ela a yischaik, grind it, a yitaich, or melt it, a yakitz, or cut it up, a yelech li yamamelech, throw it into the yamamelech. And always the Gemara always uses the words yamamelech because people would not frequent, people would typically not frequent the yamamelech, so you don't have to worry when that somebody's going to end up using it. Amar, so answers the Gemara. So here it says, use it for jewelry. And here it says, dispose of it. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Le Rav Huna, Amar Rav Elazar, Loi Kasha. Can, when is the halacha that you're allowed to make a hole, the emtza, when you're making a hole in the middle of the coin? So nobody is going to think that this can be used as a coin anymore. Can, minatzad, if the coin is not made, if the hole is not made in the middle of the coin, people may come to think that it could be, people may come to use it as a coin. So we learned in the Mishnah, Admasay Mutal Haxer, until when could you take this deficient coin that you received and give it back? Bekrach Machir L'Shachani, in the city until you take it to the money changer, and the Kfarim in the villages at Ari Shabbosis. Says the Gemara, my Shnob, the seller, why when we speak about a seller, the maflig, that we learn in our Mishnah, it depends where it takes place, in the city versus the villages. Whereas when we learned the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Metalis, the loy maflig, no such distinction is made. Answers the Gemara, Amabaya, King Tanan Nami Masnisan Metalis, when we learned the previous Mishnah about the Shir of Atalis, it was B'Krochim Tanan. It was indeed only in the city. But in the village, there would also you would get a longer amount of time in the villages by Talasim, again because there wasn't so much commerce going on. Rav Amma says the Gemara Talis, when we speak about a talis, kol inish kimle begavah. Everybody's an expert in the value of a garment. And therefore, since everybody's a expert in the value, the many people who are experts in the value of a talis, if you were cheated, there are many people that could point that out to you. Sela, however, when we speak about a sela, kiven the laf kol inish kimla begava, not everybody knows how to evaluate a coin. The only one that really knows how to evaluate a coin is Elish Shulchani, is the money changer. Helklich bekrachim, in the cities, Dikla Shulchani would have plenty of money changers. The Shir is Achir Shulchani. However, Bekfarim in the villages, the Leka Shulchani, where we don't have a Shulchani, the Shir is Arvi Shabbosis, the Sakim Shukka. On Arab Shabbos, people used to go to the Shuk, and that's when people will be able to help you identify the status. People will be able to help you identify the status of a seller. Vimhay Makira, but said the Mishnah, if you were able to identify this coin, you could give it back a filacha shnei masachaydish even after 12 months. So ask the Gemara, Heicha, in what place was the Mishnah teaching us that you have the right to give back a coin even after 12 months? E, Bekrochim, if we're saying that we're speaking about a city, Hoamrit Achier El Shachani, that in the city the shear is until you could show it to the money changer. And if we're speaking about villages, Hamrit, that the Shir is at Arish Abbasis. Answers the Gemara, indeed, the Shurim are like we stated in the Mishnah. What we're learning here, says the Gemara, Amrav Chizda, Midas Chassidus Shanukan. Here we're learning that people could go above and beyond. A person, as she says, a Chassid, is Misha Mavata Mishaloi, somebody's willing to give up something that's rightfully his, but he doesn't want to do anything that has that could be chas v'shalom an avera. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if our Mishnah is speaking about a chassid, ema sefer. The Mishnah then used the words, ein loy ela terumas. Man, ask the Gemara, ila chassid, if we're saying that we're speaking about a chassid who is willing to take back the coin after 12 months, loy kabula l'kablamnei, loy tava terumas alay. If I don't want to take it, I shouldn't take it. Don't take it and be upset. The person, if I took it, I shouldn't have any complaint, says the Gemara HaKama. Ha'acher, if somebody who's not a chassid and is not willing to take this coin, So you approach this person and you say, you gave me this deficient coin, but he says it's 12 months later. I'm not taking back the coin 12 months later. The person could only complain, but he can't take him to the Dintaira because since he only came back in such a late time, he has no right to complain. And therefore, at that point, the person, you could be upset, but you have no claim. The Rambam writes, the Mishnah's time limit for claim on defective coins only applies to coins that are usable ayidei tchak. However, if one used coins that are completely unusable, says the Rambam, there's no expiration for the refund claim. The Tar disagrees. He says that if somebody comes back with a deficient coin, even after the time that was identified in our Mishnah, you have no right to make any claim. You're expected to give it back within the time frame. And if you didn't give back within the time frame, even if it's completely unusable, you have no claim. Says the Gemara. The Nisla Maisa Sheni, we learned further in the Mishnah, it can be used to redeem Maisa Sheni. So we need to understand this statement. From our Mishnah that says that one doesn't take this type of a coin, the high man, the Moikim Azuzi, a person who insists that the money that he get should not have anything wrong with them, Mikri Nefesh Ra, such a person is called a Nefesh Ra. But points out Reb Papa, this is only when he could use the coin, as we just said, maybe Ayidei Tchak. But if the coin is not usable, then we can't have any claims to him. So the Sefer Taras Chaim explains, where does the title Nefesh Ra come from? So he explains that one of the type of midos, one of the characteristics which are inappropriate, is to be a kamtzen. A kamtzen is a person who's stingy. And the Sefer Kehelis speaks about that person. He says, Yesh ra choyli reisi tachsa shemis, oysa shama balav l'rotsoi. That, and the pasuk speaks there, Isha sheyitin l'elakim, you have a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him oyshev in the chas of a covid, ven in the chas of nafsh mikol sheyisava, he's not missing anything, v'lo yishtetene l'elakim lechom imenu, kish nachi rechlenu. A person doesn't enjoy what he has. So, the Nair Nevuchim says that a person who is a good person, a person is happy what he has. Here a person is dissatisfied and he makes a big deal about everything. Such a person is considered a nefesh ra. Says the Gemara, Misailei l'chizkia, what our Mishnah just said supports what Chizkia said. Dama chizkia bala fartai, if somebody wants to use this coin, part of Bishavya, the coin that's deficient, you could redeem it with its value. Ba'al Chalala, if you want to redeem Paris Mashashani on it, Bechalala B'yafa. You use it as if it was a great coin. So ask the Gemara, first of all, my comment, what did Chizki mean to say? So the Gemara, Hakam, this is what Chizki meant to say. Abish Ba'al Farta, if somebody wants to use this coin, somebody brings the coins. We learned earlier in the Shir that the coin that's deficient, and you could take the Maisesheni produce and redeem it of coins, and not come to Yerushalayim with those coins. When you come to Yerushalayim and you want to take a coin, and we've spoken about this previously, make it from a big coin into smaller coins, so you could only do it with the true value of the coin, part of Bishavya. However, Kishim Chalala, but when you want to use it to redeem Maisesheni, Mechala B'yafa, you use it as if, you can redeem it as if it was a good coin. Says the Gemara Lememra, does that mean to say the Sovah Chizkiya, the Mezalzalina B'Maisesheni? This is a tremendous chiddush, that you could use a deficient coin and treat it as a good coin when it comes to redeeming Maisesheni. Ask the Gemara, V'Amah Chizkiya, Chizkiya has taught us, Maisesheni Shein B'Sheva Pruta, and the halacha is that if the value of the Maisesheni is less than a pruta, you can't redeem it. Weimer, and the person that does want to redeem it says, "Hu v'chaim shay," that the meiser that's not worth a pruta, and the chaimish that I, as the owner of this meiser sheni, want to redeem, mechula meiser shaynus, you, I'm using money that was already used for redeeming meiser sheni, can be done. Why? L'fisha efshal el adam l'tzamtzim ma'isav. What Chizkiya is teaching us here is that people were very careful to redeem meiser sheni properly. Because if I'm not going to redeem it properly, and then I eat that meiser sheni at home, not in Yerushalayim, under the assumption that it was properly redeemed, I'm doing an aveira. Because the halacha is the meiser sheni must be eaten in Yerushalayim. So in order to avoid that, when people redeemed meiser sheni, they didn't do it exact. They had leftover. So therefore, since they had leftover in the money, that money can be used comfortably with, you can rely on the leftover in the coin that I used for redeeming my sesheni. So as the Gemara says, my biyafa, betiris yafa. The trey zili lemazal zelina boy. What that means is, as we just explained, people don't use bad coins to redeem my sesheni, and also people leave over in the redemption of my sesheni in the value of the coin. And since people leave over in the value of the coin, therefore I could use that leftover when necessary for redemption. This will be something that we'll discuss more in our coming shiur.